Okay, we're in the middle of our sugyas and our discussions of Hafrashas Truma, and what we're going to talk about today, so we've spoken about already this year, mitzvahs Kliyas Ba'aretz in general, the nature of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We've spoken about the mitzvah of where the mitzvah shayach to, which kinds of fruit, peiros, produce, and the like, when one is chayav. And we've been speaking about the sugya of Hafrasha. Related to the sugya of Hafrasha, we spoke about is the real mitzvah the Hafrasha, is the real mitzvah the Nesina. We spoke about the bracha on Hafrashas Trumos and Maisros. Why the bracha is, where the bracha is it a regular birchas hamitzvah or a bit of a different birchas hamitzvah? And now we're getting into some of the real details of the actual hafrasha. We spoke last week about hafrasha b'machshava, and we're going to speak this week about hafrasha on Shabbos and Yantif. I function under the presumption that many of us are not having that much time in the week dedicated to chazaring this year, and therefore I'm trying to the best of my ability to build in chazaras to the actual limud that we do, and hopefully that can be a little bit nice. The main plan tonight is nothing that fancy at all. It's really to deal with one Mishnah and really to try to develop three different Mahalchim that emerge in Rishonim. So let's start like this. The Mishnah in Maseches Trumos in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, it's an explicit Mishnah as well in Maseches Beitza and Daf Lamed Vav, clarifies for us that there is an Isser Derabbanan to be Mafrish Truma on Shabbos and Yontif. Now, the fact that it's Asur and Yontif also is maybe a little bit surprising, given that Yontif, in general, were makel with things like Ochal Nefesh, and Truma is going to now allow me to eat the food. It was Asur for me beforehand because it was Tevel, and suddenly now it's considered to be okay. But the Mishnah does tell us there, again, in Beitza and Lamed Vav, and it's implicit in the Mishnah on the second parak of Maseches Trumos, that there is an Isser on Shabbos, Midirabbanan, it seems, to be Mafrish Truma on Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us, there in Maseches Trumos, that if you would do it on Shabbos, so then, again, it's part of a much larger machlokas, but at least one day in the Mishnah there, is that if you did it b'shoge, you could still eat it. If you did it b'mezid, you would not be able to eat it. The Gemara Maseches Beitza speaks about, are there any exceptions to this klal? Let's say that it only became tevel on Yontif, then is it going to be okay? Different discussions there, but we want to speak be'etzem about this iser of being mafrish truma on Shabbos and Yontif. So we want to really develop three mahalchim as to why that would be usher. Within each mahalach, we're going to learn either something a little bit about Shabbos and Yontif, or we're going to learn, hopefully, or really I would say chazer, some things about truma and meiser. And let's start like this. The simple pshat, it may be meduyik in the Gemara. The Rambam writes in Peirush HaMishnah, Maseches Trumos, V'izbar lecha she'asa l'hafrish truma u'maisos b'shabes, v'bnei shehu misakein. It's a gezeira midirabanan, a gezeira of misakein, that you are fixing something. Rashi writes similarly in Maseches Shabbos, and Daf Lamed Daled, he clarifies there also it's an issue of misakein. And the Rambam quoted also in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Chav Gimel, halacha tes, that the isser is one of fixing. What exactly am I fixing? So what I'm fixing, bipashtos, is the ochel. Up until this point, tevel, it's usher to eat. I'm not allowed to eat the tevel at all. And now, as a result of being mafrish truma, I have now, quote unquote, fixed the food. I've, quote unquote, fixed it, and now it is mutter, now it's mutter to eat. Why is this only considered to be tikkun on a derabbanan level? Why wouldn't this be tikkun on a deoraisa level? Lichora, you are really fixing it. It was usher to eat beforehand, and now you're actually able to eat it. So this seems to be talay in a bit of a machlokas ha-rishonim. There are some rishonim who suggest, I had the meiri open, but I couldn't find it inside, so I just note some rishonim, who suggest that it's because a halachic tikkun is not called a tikkun midoraisa for Hilchos Shabbos. If you fix something, and all you're really fixing it for is on a deoraisa level, that's not... Is that now you can use it for it's a halachic tikkun, it was usser, and now it's mutter. That's not called a tikkun on a level of deoraisa, and that's why it's only considered to be a tikkun midira banan. However, that lichora is tully, and I always find like things nice for those of us that have been learning psik reisha a little bit. That's probably tully in how you understand a gemara in Maseches Sukkah. The gemara in Maseches Sukkah tells us, let's say I have hadasim. And the hadassim, what's the problem with my hadassim? Why aren't they kosher right now? Because they have berries on it. So what do I do in order to make it kosher? I take the berries off. Is that nisr d'oraisa or nisr d'rabanan? So most Rishonim understand that is nisr d'rabanan. I think Tosfos holds like that. We're dealing with an isr d'rabanan. Why are we dealing with an isr d'rabanan? So pashtus, that's also called a halachic tikkun. You didn't really do anything to the item other than it was Aser, and now it's Mutter. So just like Truma and Meiser, it was Aser, and now it's Mutter. So too, when it comes to the Hadas that I couldn't use on Sukkis, because there are too many berries on it, it was puzzle for my Hadassim, I take off the berries, and now it's okay. A halachic tikkun is not called an iser mido. It is not mido raisa considered to be misakin. 1, 2, and 3 on that. Great. However, there are rishonim. The Mordechai has a day like this. You also find this in the Chachmei Provence and the Meiri and the Sefer Hashlama and others and the like. I'm 99% sure Sefer Hashlama is Chachmei Provence. Can anyone confirm or deny that point? We're going to go with it. Or Leibowitz is not here in the room to, I guess, laugh at me for not knowing that for sure, or for being wrong. And that is that they understand that, no, taking off the Hadassim is actually an Isser Doraisa of Tikkun. Taking off the berries of the Hadassim is an Isser Doraisa of being Misakin. Now then the Meiri and the Hashlama have a question. But wait a minute. If a Halachic Tikkun is a Tikkun Mido Oraisa, if removing it is really Mido Oraisa, a form of Misakin, so then how come it's only Aser Mido Rabbanan to separate Truma and Meiser? They're both halachic tikkunim. They're both cases where something was pasul, either for hadasim, for dal minim, or for eating it on Shabbos. And in both cases, I rectified that. I was misaking it. So if I rectified it, I was misaking it. So it was usher. Now it's mutter. They should both be do'oraisa. Why would I split? So here, the Meiri and the Sefer Hashlama have the following suggestion. They more or less, I think they're saying, came out the same thing. That for misakin, it's not a question of whether it was halachic or not. It's a question of, was it a tikkun beguf hadavar? Did you actually change the cheftza at all? Did you really change the cheftza? When it comes to the hadasim, why is it a tikkun? Because I removed the berries. To be a tikkun, halachic is good enough, but it has to be a change in the item itself. When it came to the hadasim, I took the berries off. When it comes to misakin of Truma and Meiser, I didn't really change the guf hadavar. I had 100 apples there, and I took off, let's say there are 50 apples, so that we can be bane on this and not get into any complicated math like there was 100. We could just take off one. I didn't actually change anything with guf hadavar. I didn't actually change that much with I moved an item, we'll get there in a little bit, but there's no real fundamental change to the actual chafza. Those of us that are, anyone here learned first practice like Shabbos ever? So if you did, so this is a quick parenthesis. Melechas Hotza'ah is known as a Melacha Grua. Melacha of Hotza'ah is at least on the Hava Mina level, considered to be an irregular, weaker Melacha. Why is Melechas Hotza'ah a regular, weaker Melacha? That's different machloksim in Rishonim, Tosfos, another Rishonim in Daf Beis Men Aleph, like Shabbos. The Orzaruah, I believe, this is from memory, so I hope I'm right. There was a Ruah, I believe, suggests because Hotza'ah, there's most Malachas have to have a Tikkun Beguf Hadavar, a change in the Chefetz itself. Hotza'ah doesn't have it, and therefore it's a bit of a Chiddush in the regular Malacha. But be that as it may, what we've seen so far is as follows. The first, the standard Pshat, Rambam Peirush HaMishnah, Rambam Mishnah Torah, Rashi Masechta Shabbos in a bunch of places, maybe afterwards, that the standard Pshat is that it's an Isser for being Misakin. I'm fixing it. It wasn't okay, and now I am able to eat it. That is the first Mahalach. However, there may be a second Mahalach, and here you get something a little bit interesting. In the end, it'll be more of a deepening of the first, which is why we'll quote it now. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos and the Gemara Maseches Yuma, if you look at the sheet in source number 11, so the Gemara, when it refers to the Isser of being Mafresh, Trumos, and Maisros on Shabbos, the Gemara calls it an Isser of Tiltul Dirabana. An Isser of Tiltul Dirabana. Kiv'eger in the Gilyon Hashas, there in Maseches Yevamos, leaves it as Tzarech Ian Gadol, says Kiv'eger, I believe Tzarech Ian Gadol on the sheet. Kiv'eger says, the Isser, it should have said, it's Aser because you are Misakin, because you have fixed the item. Why are we calling it an Isser of Tiltul? An Isser of Tiltul, normally, why is Tiltul Aser on Shabbos? Why is Tiltul Aser on Shabbos? What are they? Yeah.
Okay. It should be recognized. She's on the terrace.
Okay. Oh, you're into Mukta.
Yeah.
Okay. You're always assuming that the reason why Tiltul's Aser is because of Mukta. then he's noting that the Rambam has three reasons for Shabbos and the Ravid has a fourth, but l'chor, it's an explicit Gemara, I think, that at the end I want to point out as to why it's also Mishum Muktzah. Could be Tiltul Tzatzah for a slightly different reason, which is, so that may be the same thing as the Muktzah issue. It may be also Mishum Tircha Yisera, I think there are some who suggest, that it's just carrying, like the parak we found in the Mishum Shabbos, carrying certain things may be a bit of a Tircha. But be that as it may, it's an Isser Tiltul, but isn't it an Isser being Misakin? Why are we calling it an Isser Tiltul? So I'll share with you what I think is a very interesting suggestion. It's found in two Svarim that I came across, and maybe in others also. One is source number 16 in Chuvas L'Horos Nasan. The other is source number 17, Chuvas Mishnah Halachos. They're both trying to be Miyashiv and Kib Eger's Kasha. If the Isser is fixing it, why are we calling it an Isser of Tiltul? They make the following suggestion. It's based on a fascinating diak. It's a good diak to start. It's a couple steps. Step number one. Isn't it interesting that the Mishnah in Maseches Beitza, when it says it's Aser to be Mafresh Truma, it doesn't say it's Aser to be Mafresh Truma. If you look closely at the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah is V'lo Magbiyin Truma Umayser. You can't be Magbiyin. You can't pick up Kinyan Hagbah for the Kiddushin people, or the non-Kiddushin people, the same Kinyan. You can't pick up the Truma and Maiser. That's step one. The reason why that is such an interesting lashon to use is that bederekla we always say in mafrishin, the nusach habracha when you're mafrish is lehafrish. The word magbiyin is not the standard word that we use for being mafrish truma. That's point number one. Point number two, let's chazer a little bit from last week. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin on daf mem aleph on the base that truma can be taken b'machshava. What does it mean that Shruma can be separated b'machshava? So we saw that for one daya in Rashi and Bechoros, that means you have to verbalize, this is Shruma. We saw that for one daya in the... Who thinks they require an action even? One daya, I think the Meiri quotes maybe, you have to do even a Maisa. And they have an interesting chiddush what machshava means. But the standard pshat, which Rashi tells us and Tosfos holds of, the Meiri?
Rashi.
The Rashi and the Meiri hold.
Rashba.
Oh, it's Rashba and Maseches Kiddushin there, Kotei Shomer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Rashi in Shabbos, in a bunch of places, understand, Trumah b'mach shava is literally Truma can be separated b'mach shava. Truma can be separated, which means I can look at one part of the produce and say, that part or the other part, that's considered to be truma, and suddenly the rest becomes mutter. I can actually separate truma b'machshava. So now let's build a little bit. Where the Mishnah says it's aser because ein magbiyin. Truma can be separated b'machshava. Tosfos has a kasha. Tosfos' kasha is in a couple places in Shas. If truma can be separated b'machshava, why is it usher to separate truma on Shabbos and Yontif? A tikkun that exists with nothing in the physical realm at all, so the Gemara applies in a different context, is not called a tikkun. Again, I'm sorry if this is not as clear. Tosfos has a kasha, and we'll come back, so we have to pay them for a second. Tosfos' kasha is, if truma can really be taken, if truma can really be separated, just b'machshava, so why is based on the Gemara Maseches Shabbos and Kufman Beis? Why is it it's usher to separate Truma on Shabbos and Yontif? Doing it b'machshava, a tikkun b'machshava, it's not a tikkun at all. Even on the Rabbanon level, it doesn't resemble in any way a real tikkun. It's just purely b'machshava. These achronim therefore suggest the following. It is always usher to separate Truma and Shabbos and Yontif. It's always usher. Even when you're doing it b'machshava, it's always usher. But why is it usher? So the isser is mishum misakin. The isser is because you're fixing it. But not every case of separating truma is it necessarily considered to be a real problem of tikkun. I can separate truma b'machshava. So they suggest as follows. It's always usher mishum misakin. But what's the real isser? We aser it always mishum misakin because every case of separating truma, there's always a concern that will lead to a maisa. Usually when you separate truma, you do with a maisa directly. Even when I do it b'machshava, I have to eventually come and separate it and give it out. I have to eventually do a bit of a maisa of actually being mafresh. And therefore, we're always, the real concern is the maisa you're going to do. We aser it always from you for separating shuma mishum misakin. But what's the tikkun that we're concerned of? The tikkun's not that it was treif and now it's okay. The real tikkun is it was treif and now you're going to fix it or engage in the process al yedei maisa. Based on this, they suggest that's pshat in two things. That is why the Mishnah says, Ein Magbiyin. Why does the Mishnah formulate the Isser as Ein Magbiyin? Because B'Yisod HaDavar, the Isser is the picking it up. The Isser is the actual Hagbah, the actual Tiltul. That's why it's called that. It's not the fixing it per se. It's not the fact that it was treif, now it's kosher. It's the tikkun that exists al yedei, the eventual maisa you're going to do. That's also the pshat. I'll pause a second if it's not so clear. That's also the pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos. Why is the Gemara called the Isser an Isser Tiltul? Isn't the Isser Mishum Misakein? Elamai. The Isser of Misakein is not an Isser of just fixing it. Because if that were true, you could do B'machshava and it wouldn't be a problem. The Isser is that you're fixing it al yedei Tiltul. Al yedei Tiltul. Can I just see how we're doing so far? One, two, and three. If you're familiar with this system. If you're typing, I'm assuming that you're more or less with me. That's unless I've, you know, lost you. That one time I'll just share my set because while people are typing, when Chaim sat in my first year giving shiur, so Chaim, he was sick a couple times, and he would come to shiur and play with like magnet tiles on the side of the room. So I used to mess with like one or two of the guys, but totally like focus on Chaim's building. I remember at the end of shiur one time, Chaim looks at me and he says, "Ah, but right in Gan you have to listen, and in shiur if you want to you can, but if you don't want to you don't have to listen." So I remember thinking at that moment, so I'm assuming that we're all good based on the typing, and hopefully it's typing of good things.
Saying that the Isser Tiltul is with Truma?
Yeah.
I
think Isser Tiltul is any mice you're going to do that will help contribute to it. If you look at an example.
So you're not taking the Truma, but you take the food. You're saying take the food that's left.
So I don't know how they say it. I don't know how they say it.
I mean, how is it different than any?
No, because it's a Maisa HaMochiach that you fixed it. It's a Maisa that shows that there's a Tikkun that takes place. Whatever you took, it's bringing an action to the realm of that tikkun. If you look closely, that's actually the pshat. Read the Me'iri there in Maseches Yevamos. The Me'iri in Yevamos writes, Hagbas chumos umaisros, lo ne'esra b'shabes elishvus midivrei sofrim, share tikkun zeh eino ela derech tiltul be'alma. The Me'iri is sensitive to this. The Gemara calls it tiltul, but it's a tikkun that exists derech tiltul. The tikkun that exists, derech moving it. I think there are actually some that suggest that it could be that separating Truma and Shabbos, I think Rishonim think, al yedei machshava may actually be mutter, which would be even one step smoother than this. That the only iser is when you're actually doing it with tiltul. Not there, if you got the point, great. If not, it's all good. What we've seen so far is as follows, as chazer, what we've seen. Good time it was. What we've seen so far is that there's an iser, the Gemara tells it, Mishnah Maseches Truma, which is pretty clear about this. The Gemara Maseches Beitza, Isa Sugis Maseches Beitza. It's also separating Truma and Shabbos and Yantif. Why is it also simple pshat? Because it's Tikkun Dirabanan. It was not kosher, now it's kosher. We just have to pin down a little bit, well, why isn't the Tikkun Mida Oraisa? Is that because it's a halachic Tikkun? Or is it because you didn't actually change the Chetza at all? The second Mahalach we saw is that based on the Gemara Yevamos calls it an Isser of Tiltul, an Isser of moving. That's interesting. Why is that the Isser? So we saw a Mahalach in some of the Achronim, which seems to be Meduyak, more or less in Meiri. You can look in Rashi there in Yevamos, that may also be sensitive to this. And they suggest that the Isser is really one of Tikkun. We have to pin down the Tikkun a little bit more. How are we so far? We're okay? It's fine if not. There is a third Mahalach, and it's a fascinating one. It's a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's go back to the sheet. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Chav Gimel, so in Halacha Tess, he quotes a Tikkun idea. In Magbiyan Chumos V'Maisos B'Shav V'Chinirik M'Sakein Davar Shlohayim Masuka. If you look in Hilchos Shabbos there, in continuation, in Perek Yidalad, in Perek Tesvav, in Halacha Yidalad, Halacha Tesvav, so the Rambam says as follows. V'ein Magbiyan Chumos U'Maisros, there in Halacha Yidalad, says a Doma L'Maktish Osan Peros Shehifrish. That the Isser of separating Truma and Maiser is because it's a Dirabanan Isser, you're not allowed to be makdish something on Shabbos. You can't be makdish to mikdash on Shabbos. And separating truma is also like an act of being makdish. I want to point out two ha'aras quickly in parentheses. Keep this in mind when we speak about the mitzvah of achilas truma in a little bit, and the connection between truma and karbanos. The lashon of being makdish, and that similarity is important. The second thing, which is just worthwhile, the diuk of Ein Magbiyin, the Rambam quotes here also. The Rambam was clearly not sent to that Magbiyin point in the Horus Nasan and that stuff. That's just a side point. Calling it Ein Magbiyin, also about being makdish, has nothing to do with touching it. That's just a, if you got that point, great. It's not, again, it's all good. What's pshat in this Rambam? There are really two issues to think about, and we'll talk about maybe one of them. One question, the one that we're not going to talk about, but is the subject of a discussion in the Or Sameach in the Merkabes HaMishnah. Rosenzweig has an article where he relates to this on Hafrashas and Halachas, Truma and Chala on Shabbos and Yontif, in one of the Beis Yitzchaks. And that is why the Rambam feels the need for there to be two different Isurim. Why does the Rambam have to quote two different reasons in two different locations? Again, all there in Perek Chaf Gimel. One is it's Aser Mishum Misakin. One is that it's Aser Mishum being Makdish. Why is there the need for two? Is one of them for Shabbos, one of them for Yontif, one of them for Eretz Yisrael, one of them for Chutz La'aretz? Different suggestions I want to make as to why you have to have two. But let's think about this for a second. Why would it be Dome L'Makdish? Not only that, but as the point out in Horus Nasan, Tovas and Chagiga seems pretty clear that the only issue was one of Misakin. Makdish is not a problem. So what's this real machlokas? Is separating Truma Dome, is it similar to being Makdish something? Or is it not similar to being Makdish something? What really is it? So, I'll tell you the Mahalach of Horus Nasan. I'll tell you why I think it's not true, or you'll tell me why I think it's not true. Again, I'm sure he knows something that we don't know about this, but based on what I know, I don't really get it. And then I'll share with you another idea. He suggests, and we are going to go there again, it's totally in Rashi and Tovos and Maseches Yevamos, Naf Peva, because of Engel Nasvan Doraisa. What is really the nature of Hafrasas Truma and the Isser Tevel, etc.? Is the pshat that before you separate Trumos and Maestros, there's really Truma already in it. And all I'm really doing is I am separating the Truma, which is already inside there. If that's true, it's definitely not considered to be similar to Makdish. Because Makdish is you creating a new Chalos, and this is not really called creating a new chalos because the truma is already within it. Parentheses. That assumes that even for that amount, we're not adding anything new. That may not all be true if you go over your notes from there. Second thing he says, but if I hold that really tevel is just a mixture, there's no truma mixed in, and the act of hafrashas truma is that I am now creating truma. I'm creating a new idea called truma. That is why it's Dome Le Makdish. Because now I am quoting, now I am creating something new. Therefore, he suggests, Tosfos in Chagiga, who holds that it's not Dome Le Makdish, that's because the Truma is already within there, I'm not creating anything. But the Rambam, who thinks that it's Dome Le Makdish because it's all mixed together, and now I'm coming in and I am being Mechadesh, I am creating something, that's why it's Dome to Makdish. That Machlokas, but Xavier Durabanan is really a fundamental idea about what are you doing when you're Mafresh Truma. Am I really creating Truma now? Like Hektish is creating Hektish? Or Truma is already mixed in, I'm just separating it. 1, 2, and 3. This is not Mukhrach, but if you would think, I don't have the same authors, but the what would be a potential hour with this, if they are consistent throughout Shas, is Tothos not Lashitasam. Because Tosfos are the people who think that it's not mixed in. You're creating Trumas and Yevamos. And in Chagiga, they're the ones who believe that it's not Hektish. I do not know for sure if Tosfos and Chagiga and Tosfos and Yevamos are written by the same Bali Tosfos. So, who knows? We can look at Gaspar Leibowitz or check in Ephraim Arbach, I think is the author of the two-volume work in Bali Tosfos. Anyone here taking any Jewish studies classes on this stuff? Medieval? I don't know. I think he is that. So I don't know the answer, but that's one Ha'ara. I would like to make a different suggestion. It's one that you can take or leave, but it's also and it's way of building in a bit of a chazara. Remember we saw that the Rambam has a bit of a chiddush as to how Trumos and Maestros work, how Truma works. I take Truma and I give it to a Kohen. L'chora, it's a direct act of me taking my Truma and be giving it to a Kohen. But if you read the Rambam really closely, that's not what happens. You read the Rambam really closely, what happens? I give the Truma to the Ribono Shel Olam, and Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachnu, the Ribono Shel Olam gives the Kohen. So it looks like I'm taking my Truma and I'm giving it to Liam the Kohen, but says the Rambam, that's not really how Truma works. What's really happening is, I'm giving it to Liam, but there's a middle man, Kviachal, in there, and that's the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm Mafresh Truma, I give it to Hashem, and Hashem then gives it to Liam. Practically, I give it to him, but it's really all Derech Hashem. If that is true, I would suggest, well, now we have better insight why for the Rambam, being Mafresh Truma is Domele Makdish. Why is Truma Domele Makdish? Because they actually are both acts where you are giving it to Ribono Shel Olam. You're both Makdish, giving it to Hashem, and here I'm giving it to Hashem. It's not a direct gift of me to the Kohen. Just like in Karbanos, like I'm Makdish a Karban, and sometimes the Kohen is Ochel the Karban. So to here, I give it to Hashem, and Hashem says, give it directly to a Kohen. I've not really thought of that. That came to me today, but at least it's a thought-provoking idea. I'm going to say one thing quickly, which is, if you really do the cheshbon, you're going to have to dig a little bit deeper, which is that maybe if that's really the pshat, that's an idea that may be true by truma, but it may not be true by meiser. The problem is that the Rambam said imag being truma is a meiser because it's domel makdish, which is a bit of a ha'ara on that, which relates to the question of how much you think trumos and meisos are really different, especially for the Rambam. We know the Or Chaim is medayik and the psukim that trumos and meisos are very different. How different they really are for the Rambam. So we actually thought that they were different for the Rambam, so the idea may not work as well, but at least the Domele Makdish, if you're like really digging deep, you would say, once Truma's Domele Makdish, Truma's Mice are similar enough, we're dealing with Yisurid Rabbanah, the Domele Makdish, it's not so difficult at all to understand that the Din Rabbanah would apply really there. Let me chazer what we spoke about tonight. We spoke about the following. Trumos and Maestros, it's Aser to be Mafresh them on Shabbos and Yontif, it's an Isser Dirabbanah. It's an Isser Dirabbanah. What we saw is three mahalchim, or maybe, you know, one with two parts, and a third, a mahalchim as to why it's also to be mafresh truma and Shabbos and Yontif. Mahalch number one is the gezeira mishum misakein. We spoke about what that issue of misakein may really be. The second thing that we spoke about is it is mishum tiltul, and how maybe the real problem of tikkun is about causing tiltul. And the third idea is because it's doma to being makdish. This sugya, what we're not going to talk about tonight, because the nature of a 28 to 32 minute, but we're going to at some point hopefully talk about this. This is a very important test case for some other ideas we've been referencing this year, which is the relationship between Truma and Meiser, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and Truma and Chala. For Rosenzweig, this is very important for the relationship of Truma to Chala. For Yor Sameach, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and for some other Achronim, Shabbos and Yontif. So we are. So even though we touched on the issue now, there's a lot more that's here. But the nature of this is to us to make us more familiar. Hopefully tonight we're also able to chaz a little bit about Truma b'machshava, the nature as to how Truma is really given, and our old Rashi and Tosfos there in Yevamos as far as how it really goes. Shkayek, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful night.